Blessed day to each and every one of you. In the name of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, I've recorded this message in advance by night because for now maybe we are already traveling again across another island for another weekend convention. Please pray for us that God's traveling mercies be with us, and we will be returning home by Sunday. Amen. God bless us all. God bless His ministry all around the globe. Now, we are now coming into the closing of our whole week subject, the sound doctrine. I hope and pray that this gives the hearers a little stirring up. I hope this message helps you to be more eager to learn at the feet of the Lord. Amen. But before we close, let us read few more verses and reflect on them. So let's start with Matthew 24, verses 42 to 46. Matthew 24, verses 42 to 46. Watch therefore, for ye know not what the hour your Lord doth come. But know this, that if the good man of the house had known in what watch the thief would come, he would have watched and would not have suffered his house to be broken up. Verse 44, therefore, be ye also ready, for in such an hour as ye think not the Son of Man cometh. Who then is a faithful and wise servant, whom his Lord had made ruler over his household, to give them meat in due season? Blessed is that servant whom his Lord, when he cometh, shall find so doing. Amen. I want you, brothers and sisters, to focus on verse 44, particularly on the phrase, "Be ye also ready." Be ye also ready. In verse 45, the phrase, "meet in due season." I will read again. Matthew 24, verse 44. Therefore, be ye also ready, for in such an hour as ye think not, the Son of Man cometh. Who then is a faithful and wise servant, whom his Lord had made ruler over his household, to give them meat in due season. Amen. Now, do you know this? That in these two verses, that being ready, or our readiness, our preparedness, is connected to eating meat in due season. Isn't it, brothers and sisters? Read carefully and you will understand that our readiness, that of being ready, preparedness, is connected to eating meat in due season. Yes, right. Amen. We can only be ready if there is a servant of God who will give us meat in due season. So, without consuming, eating meat in due season, we would never be prepared. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Surely, brothers and sisters, our spiritual growth is due to God's spiritual providence. Amen. First, we were fed with soft spiritual food, like milk. Amen. That was when we were newly born in God's kingdom. And then God's servants slowly introduced to us a little bit stronger food until we are able to chew and metabolize or digest the old corn of the promised land. Amen. And that strong food, that old corn, is able to bring us into maturity. Amen. Into the state of being prepared. Amen. I'm sure, brothers and sisters, that milk or soft spiritual food would not bring us to maturity. But it is that strong meat of God's word that could bring us to the state of being prepared. Amen. Now, in Revelation chapter 7, I mean Revelation chapter 19, and Revelation chapter 19, verses 7 and 8, let us read. Let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to him, for the marriage of the Lamb is come, and his wife hath made herself ready. In verse 8, and to her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white. For the fine linen is the righteousness of the saints. Amen. So we are looking forward to a time when we are, when we as a betrothed wife of the Lord would make ourselves ready. And what makes us ready? What makes us prepared? Food in due season. Meat in due season. Amen. And this period, be sure that you are not already eating milk, but strong meat of the doctrine of Christ. Amen. You know, this is like a growing plant, a tree maybe. And this plant, this tree, should receive rains so that it could bear precious fruit. Amen. In James chapter 5, verse 7, maybe this will be the last verse, brothers and sisters, and we end up at this point. James chapter 5 and verse 7. Be patient, therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord. Behold, the husbandman waited for the precious fruit of the earth, and hath long patience for it, until he receives the early and the latter rain. Amen. Can you see? The husbandman, the farmer, is waiting for the precious fruit of the earth. But that fruit would not be made ready for harvest until it receives the early rain and the latter rain. The plant should receive early rain and the latter rain so that the precious fruit of the earth could be made ready. Amen. So, my dear brethren, let us continue receiving meat in due season. And for this time, the strong meat. Amen. Never say that let us set aside doctrine because it divides. Rather, let us heed what the Bible said. Bible said, take heed unto thyself and unto the doctrine. Continue in them. For in doing this, thou shalt both save thyself and them that hear thee. Amen. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Now, at this point, I would like to thank Brother Andrew Fury and his staff for this wonderful opportunity to share the Word of God in this platform. And Thank you also, brethren, for listening. May God bless us all. Amen. Now, let us thank the Lord for His word and for this opportunity He gives us. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this inspiring message. Thank you for quickening our spirit this week. May you have spoken to every heart. May you have spoken to every brother and sister who are listening. And teach us, O Lord, to wait upon your workmanship. And we pray, dear Lord, that you will send your servants, O Father, to feed us meat in due season until everybody will be prepared. Amen. And Father, we also pray that none of us will resort to our own righteousness and deny the power of your word. Let every one of us experience the power of the word in our inner being, that Lord, everyone that has tasted it would never rely on our own strength, but your power over us, Lord. Let all the glory be yours, O Lord, in our lives. Bless my brothers and sisters in every part of the world. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen. Amen.